Now you will hear segment two.
The village of Batu Puti looks like many others in the eastern Malaysian state of Sabah. Its tin-roofed wooden houses, for example, are built on unusually high stilts to keep them out of reach of the Kinabatangan River, which floods the land for weeks during the rainy season. But Batu Puti is in fact unique because of an innovative project called MESCOT, which was started there in 1996 by WWF, the International Conservation Organization. Here to tell us about it is the director of the project, John Scott. John, what is MESCOT?
It's actually an abbreviation. The real title of the project is Model Ecologically Sustainable Community Tourism Project, which is quite a mouthful. So everyone calls it MESCOT for short.
And what is the aim of the project?
It's a scheme to develop ecotourism as an alternative to the increasingly unsustainable use of the area's forest resources. Revenues earned from ecotourism would help ensure that what is left of the natural wealth and beauty of the region is more widely viewed by the villagers as a valuable resource worth protecting. The lush vegetation of the swamp and riverine forests of the nearby Supu Forest Reserve supports diverse and some rare species, including proboscis monkeys, orangutans, leaf monkeys, a variety of water birds, and crocodiles. Outside the protected area, however, the logging on which villagers depend has severely depleted the forest, so that little is left to support the activity.
And that's where the WWF and MESCOT come in, right?
Actually, we didn't come to Batu Puti. Batu Puti came to the WWF. The villagers themselves recognize the region's considerable potential for ecotourism and approached WWF Malaysia for advice and funding. Turning the concept into reality, though, is not without difficulty. Some local people have yet to understand the potential economic benefits to be gained from ecotourism. But the village head has provided space next to his own house for MESCOT's workshop. We've now got a permanent office and meeting room there, complete with computer equipment, library, charts, and other necessities.
Why is it so important to have the support of the villagers?
Ecotourism planning advisors from the WWF say it's important that local communities decide what tourism experiences they want to offer and how to go about it. That gives the local community ownership of the project. The advisors believe that MESCOT has the potential to provide income for about 60% of an estimated population of 700 in the four villages in the area. MESCOT members themselves identified skills they needed to establish their own tourism operation: learning English and computer skills, business management, marketing, and operating tourist facilities. Some of their work has been practical, ranging from village rubbish collection to helping put out forest fires. They have also compiled attractive presentations in English describing the local flora and fauna, dances and handicrafts, and other aspects of local culture.
And what's in it for the villagers? What long-term benefits is everyone looking for here?
Well, there's actually a lot at stake here. The people of Batu Puti have embarked on a brave venture to develop an alternative livelihood that is more friendly to the environment and more sustainable than their traditional forestry and fishing practices. If the experiment succeeds, it will not only help revive the local economy, but it could also be replicated elsewhere and would convince other rural communities that they have a stake in conserving Sabah's rich natural and cultural diversity.
Now you will hear questions 41 through 45. 41. What makes the village of Batu Puti unique? What is MESCOT? 43. Who was the first to recognize the region's potential for ecotourism? The WWF advisors are quoted as saying, "That gives local communities ownership of the project." What do they mean by this? 45. How will the villagers benefit if their experiment succeeds?